Great. So we're going to start with worship this morning. And I always like to look at verses in the Bible that tell us something about worship, that educate us about what is the kind of worship that God is looking for. And today I want to refer to Romans 12, which says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Did you know that our bodies can be offered to God as spiritual worship? Mm-hmm. A lot of times we think that it has to be something out of our spirit in order for it to be spiritual worship. But here it says, offer your bodies as spiritual worship, as living sacrifices. So I want to encourage you this morning that you come and offer your bodies as a spiritual sacrifice, as a living sacrifice to God. Because that is what worship is, that we offer ourselves and God comes down as a consuming fire. That is worship in the Old Testament. That is what we've seen. They used to cut bulls and rams and they would offer that as a dead sacrifice. And then the fire of God would come and consume that sacrifice. And the similar thing is happening this morning, but today instead of cows and bulls, we have people, okay, whom we are not going to cut. So tell your neighbor, don't worry, I'm not going to cut you. Yeah, but we are giving our bodies to God as living sacrifices. And how do we do this? Psalm 66 says, shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power. This is how we give spiritual worship to God. That we shout for joy. That we raise our hands in praise. That we jump and dance. This is all physical things that we do, but we are offering living sacrifices to God. Do you understand that? So do you want to do that with me today? So don't be alarmed if you see us shouting and jumping and raising our hands up and all of that, because we are giving spiritual sacrifices, spiritual worship to God this morning. So shall we stand together?
Let our songs be a sign that we I love you, Lord. Just, God is good, and He's here. Yes. Fact may be that you have an illness. Fact may be that you don't have a job. Fact may be you have X problem, Y problem. But what is the truth?
That God is good.
That God is good. That doesn't change. Yeah? Fact is you have an illness. Truth is God heals. Fact may be you don't have a job. Truth is He is my provider. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think let's together declare, if we can open up to Psalm 23. The Bible says, devote yourselves to the public reading of Scripture. We don't do it often. But I think together, let us declare truth this morning. Yes?
Yes.
Are we ready? Let's read it together. Okay? Everybody, raise your voices, declare it. 1, 2, 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You have prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And all God's people said, amen.
His blood poured out for us, the weight Tomorrow.